The North Dakota Grain Growers Association wants the National Association of Wheat Growers to be more proactive on policy issues like wetlands and crop insurance. In 2008, the grain growers had the ability to get a quality adjustment from RMA. All they needed was a letter from NOG. They couldn't get the association to write them a letter of support. NOG CEO Chandler Gould says this crop insurance issue wasn't presented to him until immediately following the 2019 Commodity Classic.
So that was the first time I became aware that there was a problem back in 2008, and then when I looked at the situation, which was a quality adjustment on crop insurance, and realized we fixed that in the 2018 Farm Bill, I was a little concerned or confused as to why that is the policy issue that they have hitched their wagon to when we did fix it in 2018 when the current NOG team is in place.
He says NOG has visited North Dakota three times. In 2017, Gould visited with the NOG president and communications director. In 2018, the current president went to North Dakota. And on April 1st, the entire officer team went with a facilitator to Bismarck to meet with the Grain Growers Board of Directors to discuss how to move forward.
I think we've all learned something from this situation, and NOG has come out on this other side as a stronger organization, realizing where we can become a more effective and efficient organization and how we can improve our communications to our states. And so if we have to find a positive, there were several things that were brought to our attention during those meetings, and we've already implemented most of those changes, and we'll continue to move forward representing all wheat growers, and I always have a standing invitation for the North Dakota grain growers to rejoin our organization.
Gould says any time a large member removes themselves from a trade association, it does have a financial impact. 80% of the grain growers' budget goes toward NOG membership. At full membership, that's the equivalent of $225,000. Gould says the remaining states will move forward with a stopgap for the current budget year and consider a strategic plan on how to move forward in the new fiscal year. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.